This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We are going to talk a little bit about the economy and new threat of Biden's stagflation with some odd numbers coming out. GDP was low, inflation high. We bring in John Carney, Breitbart economics editor and author of the Breitbart Business Digest. You know, John, I'm looking at my sheets. The Fed's measure, the target measure, PCE deflator, personal consumption expenditures deflator, and also the core deflator, both of them, the last 3 months are up 4.4% at an annual rate. And then one last one, John, Jay Powell's supposed new favorite, core services ex housing, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's up 5.5% at an annual rate. So these three-month changes, it's not just the winter in January and February. It picked up March as well. This can't bode well for interest rates, can it?
That's right. This number that we got in for March, they said actually January was even worse than they thought it was. January was a very bad month for inflation. And then it came down a little bit, not very much, in February and March. And so these three-month numbers are confirming that inflation is high. It went up from the end of last year. It is stuck at a high level. It's not coming down. And as you said, a lot of the numbers that were sort of made up, right, that they came up with things like Supercore, which was services, ex housing, to try to say, well, no, inflation's not really so bad. It's just all housing. But the Supercore number is really high. Services inflation is very high and running very hot. That's a problem because that kind of inflation doesn't go away very easily because it's all labor costs. So that, you know, when you can make more widgets, but there's not a lot you can do when your services inflation is going up. So goods inflation, you can kind of do stuff by increasing supply. Not a lot you can do about services inflation. And that's why the Fed is worried about that. And so they're looking at this number and saying, look, if back in January we were telling everybody we were 4 months away from a possible cut, because remember in January they said we're not cutting in March. So they were saying we're, you know, April, May earliest. Now they've got to be looking at it and saying we're 6 to 8 months away, which means, you know, we're not getting a cut this year. We're really looking at next year at the earliest.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So what's the likelihood that the next move is a rate hike on their policy?
I think it's very good.
I mean, really?
I think it's very good because inflation hasn't come down. They were confident that once they got it up to the interest rates up to the level that they have, that they could just sit tight and inflation would keep falling. That hasn't happened. And there's a lot of exogenous events that could happen. You could get, you know, much worse war in the Middle East that could possibly drive up inflation, or it could crater the economy. There's a lot of things that could happen. But if things keep going and we don't have some unexpected event happening, I think they're going to discover that inflation is not coming down and that they are going to have to implement more hikes to bring it down. So we may be looking at what I would describe as a terrible situation, which is that we have Donald Trump get elected in November, and 2 or 3 months after that, the Fed pivots away from cuts to hikes. Mm. And Larry, you know the former president very well. He is not going to react to a Fed that was promising rate cuts under the last year of the Biden administration and then switches to rate hikes as soon as Donald Trump gets in.
Yeah, it could be an early collision. Oh, my God. I don't want to even think about that. But you make a very good analytic point. Politically, another collision. You know, one other thing here. I'm looking at my sheets. The 30-year mortgage rate, this Freddie Mac 30-year mortgage rate, 7.56, John, 7.56, 7.5%. I mean, that went down for a while below 7, looked like housing might have a wee bit of a rebound, but now this may squash the housing sector completely.
I do think this is going to be a big drag on housing. That number is telling you that people are, have decided that basically mortgage lenders know that there's not a rate cut coming. It came down because it comes down in anticipation of the rate cuts. Mm. Now it's gone back up because people are saying, no, there won't be a rate cut. The irony is that this may actually still provide some unexpected economic juice, because remember, one of the things that's happened is that people aren't willing to sell their homes because they'd be trading into a higher mortgage. Mm. So we're actually building more new homes. Building new homes is an economically intensive activity, which means that you hire a lot of people, you buy a lot of supplies. So this is something that's really never happened before, which is high mortgage rates actually driving building activity. So we may see more of that and a lot fewer existing home sales. Because again, nobody's going to, you know, if you have a 60% of homes right now are owned with mortgages that are under 4%. Mm. Nobody's trading from a 3% mortgage,
including
to a
7%
mortgage.
Including me. I wouldn't sell anyway, but whatever. You know, one
You've
last
got a
thing.
Wonderful house, Larry.
Thank you, John. One for listeners out there, John and I are neighbors. One other little thing that in the personal income report that has these deflators and so forth, I'm looking at a line item, John Carney, real disposable income. So that's income after inflation, after taxes, which many political scientists, including Ray Fair, Professor Ray Fair, of, I guess emeritus now at Yale, had a great model for presidential elections. And that model was real disposable income. Anyway, my point is, it was up only slightly in March, 0.2. It fell 0.1 in February. It was flat in January. The last 3 months, it was actually minus 0.3%. But for the 12 months, it's only 1.4. Now, that Fair model always argued you got to be well above 2.5 on real disposable to predict a victory. So I think this is something to watch, because it does not bode well for Mr. Biden. Just the last few seconds.
Absolutely. This is one of the reasons why all of the surveys show that people are very unhappy with the economy. The reason is because inflation is running so hot that even though they're getting wage gains, they're not keeping up with the cost of living. That's going to be politically devastating. That model you're saying is basically telling us that it is going to be very hard for Joe Biden to win re-election unless something changes here. Because when you are getting poorer, you're not going to reelect the guy in office right now.
Yes, sir. John Carney at Breitbart, folks, the best of the best. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. We will take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk some politics. We got Joe Concha. We got Chris Bedford. We're going to talk about it all. I'm Kudlow. Stick around, folks.